Arkansas is one of five states without a state hate crime law. The others are Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, and Wyoming. During the 2017 legislative session, two Arkansas Democrats sponsored a bill that would have created enhanced sentences for hate crimes, but that bill never made it out of committee. Hate crimes in general across the country are also difficult to track. For both of those reasons, the Arkansas Times joined a ProPublica-run project called Documenting Hate. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has this report.
Federal law states the FBI has to ask state and local law enforcement agencies for reports of hate crimes. The most recent stats from the FBI for 2015 indicate there were just shy of 6,000 hate crime reports across the country that year. But there's a problem. Here's Arkansas Times editor Lindsay Miller.
In Arkansas in 2015, I think there were 279 participating agencies. Only four submitted records, producing a total of five incident reports. So I think just from a basic news standpoint, trying to get at that disparity is a really interesting challenge. And ProPublica has been on the front lines of these kind of crowdsourced partnerships.
State and local law enforcement agencies don't have to turn over their hate crime reports, which leads to the disparity Miller is referring to. The Bureau of Justice Statistics estimates an average of 250,000 hate crimes took place each year from 2004 to 2015, compared to the 6,000 incidents recorded by the FBI.
So there's obviously a huge gap between those two numbers.
That's Rachel Glickhouse from ProPublica. And this is where the organization's project called Documenting Hate comes in. ProPublica is a kind of nonprofit newsroom focused on investigative journalism in the public interest. And they've done this kind of crowdsourcing project before during the election.
A coalition-based project that looked at problem voting during early voting and on election day. And we worked with newsrooms around the country around a central sort of clearinghouse of tips, a database of tips that we gave access to newsrooms all over so that they could follow up and write stories.
Documenting Hate works in a similar way. Glickhouse says ProPublica created an online form for victims and witnesses of hate crimes. The more than 100 newsrooms that are part of the project are also encouraged to share it on their website. The information submitted in the form is then collected in a database that's overseen by ProPublica.
We want to hear from victims and witnesses of some sort of hate incident. So if a person was targeted with intimidation, someone saying something using hate speech, if they saw or experienced vandalism, so someone spray painting something in public or on their property, obviously things like physical assault or robbery, and also things like threats and intimidation.
The journalists who are taking part in the Documenting Hate project have access to the database and help verify the incidents. The ProPublica form asks for a name and email. A phone number is optional. Then it asks the five W's: who, what, when, where, and why. Who did the incident happen to? What happened? When did it happen? Where did it happen? And why someone was targeted? ProPublica uses the FBI's definition of a hate crime for the why portion of the form. According to the FBI, a crime rises to a hate crime if it was committed because of the victim's race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. The form also allows victims and witnesses to submit photos, videos, links to social media posts and news stories, as well as police reports, if one was filed. Glickhouse says all this information goes into the database, so journalists can use it to verify what happened.
A police report is great, but it's not a necessity for a journalist to follow up. So we have journalists following up on all sorts of cases that have been reported to us.
Glickhouse says ProPublica has received a couple thousand submissions since the project launched in January, and journalists have verified about 500 of those incidents so far.
We have not found any made-up ones.
According to Glickhouse, hate crime hoaxes do happen, but the instances of actual hate crimes far outweigh the number of false reports.
This is an argument that is often used to sort of try to deny the fact that hate crimes happen, and boy, do they happen a lot.
So what's ProPublica going to do with all this information? Glickhouse says, as journalists, those participating in documenting hate don't have anything to do with seeking justice for the victims through the judicial system. But they are able to document and tell those stories, which Glickhouse hopes will add up to something greater.
What we're trying to do is get as much information as possible to show how big of an issue this is so that policymakers and legislators and whoever the case may be can actually take action to do something with this information that we gather.
Earlier this year, Arkansas Representative Greg Letting, a Democrat from Fayetteville, and Arkansas Senator Joyce Elliott, a Democrat from Little Rock, co-sponsored a bill that would have created stiffer penalties for anyone found guilty of a hate crime. It didn't make it out of committee. Here's Representative Letting.
The way it would have worked is it would have allowed for a bifurcated trial, which means that the first trial would have dealt only with the guilt or innocence of the accused. And had they been found guilty, then there'd be a second trial to determine whether or not hate was a motivating factor. And if so, then it would have allowed for an enhanced penalty of up to 20%, whatever the normal penalty would have been.
Letting says he actually wasn't aware Arkansas didn't have a hate crime law on the books until 2015. That's when a local reporter asked him about it after Dylan Roof walked into an African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina, and killed 9 people.
We are very much behind the times that we haven't come to realize that hate crimes are acts of terror that affect entire communities.
State Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, says Arkansas doesn't need a hate crime law. According to Collins, all convicted criminals should get the same sentence, regardless of who the victim is.
Purposeful, intentional, evil murder is evil murder, regardless of whether the victim is old, young, white, non-white, of one race or another race, one sexual orientation or another. And we need to prosecute violent crime aggressively for all victims, not just some victims.
During the same legislative session, Letting and Elliott's hate crime bill didn't make it out of committee. But the legislature did pass a bill that allows for enhanced penalties for crimes committed against law enforcement officers, a so-called Blue Lives Matter law. Collins says there's a difference between that law and a hate crime law.
We're not talking about the value of a particular sex, race, or age group. Because a person who is young or old in a police uniform, a person who is black or white in a police uniform, a person who is male or female in a police uniform, during the period of time that we're paying them to be a law enforcement officer and we are sending them into harm's way, it is something that to me is different because it doesn't value a particular type of person as a victim. It values a particular role, which is going to be more targeted.
Greg Letting, who plans to run for the state Senate District 4 seat next year, says he plans to introduce another hate crime bill during the 2019 legislative session if he's elected. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
So far, the Arkansas Times is the only media outlet in the natural state participating in ProPublica's Documenting Hate project. To find the form to submit information about a hate crime, you can go to documentinghate.com. We're also including a link to the form on our website at ozarksatlarge.com. You can find it by searching for this story.